the United States of America, one superpower.
Many ideas of what to do with all that power.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
That every nation today should know, be he friend or foe, that the United States has both the will and the weapons to join free men in standing up to their responsibilities.
And now is the time for all of us to take our share of responsibility for a global response to global challenges.
Does that clarify things? From the end of World War II until today, the United States has grappled with its identity in the world.
The challenge of leading and listening, the difference between reaching and overreaching.
America's superpower bite and the danger of overbite. At least we've got tough teeth. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Tough teeth, one tough superpower. Good morning, everyone. Hillary Clinton adds her voice to this question of what is America's role in the world a little later today. We're going to talk about it in a minute.
We are. And whether how long does the United States continue to be the world's superpower, only superpower at least?
It is Wednesday, September 8th.
Let's get right to the morning's news. Wildfires have now charred more than 7,100 acres of land in Colorado, just north of Denver. Fire officials estimate about 100 buildings have been destroyed, and homes continue to be threatened today, forcing thousands more to evacuate. Commander Rick Bruff of the Boulder County Sheriff's Office says weather conditions for fighting the fires are expected to improve.
What the prediction is 3 to 6 miles per hour, so that's much favorable for the firefighters today. That's going to allow us to get air tankers up in the air.
Firefighters are expected to contain the fire later today.
A passing of a moment, a real milestone in the city of Chicago. Listen to this.
I'm announcing that we'll not seek a seventh term as mayor of the city of Chicago.
That's Richard M. Daley calling it quits as mayor after 21 years in office. Daley says he is getting out of public life to spend more time with his family and that he's had no greater honor than serving as mayor. Chicago's next mayor will come into a city run by a Daley for 42 of the last 55 years. BP is about to release its internal investigation report on the causes of the Gulf oil spill this hour. Investors are looking closely to see how much blame the company assumes and how much external blame it doles out. Scientists now say microbes consuming oil in the Gulf are not causing additional oxygen loss underwater. Oxygen levels have fallen by 20% in some areas, but scientists say it isn't enough to cause dead zones.
18 people, including women and children, have been killed when a car bomb exploded near a police compound in northwest Pakistan this morning. And in Iraq, the country now says it's opening an investigation after two American soldiers were killed and nine others wounded yesterday. An Iraqi soldier opened fire on a group of American troops. The two were the first U.S. service members to die since the end of combat operations in Iraq last week.
The imam behind those controversial plans for that Islamic cultural center and mosque near Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan says his center will include separate prayer spaces for Muslims, Christians, Jews, and people of other faiths. In an op-ed this morning in the New York Times, Faisal Abdul Rauf writes the attention surrounding the $100 million center, quote, reflects the degree to which people care about the very American values under debate, recognition of the rights of others, tolerance, and freedom of worship. Not likely he will set the debate at rest, but he certainly added to it today. And the op-ed is worth reading. You should take a look at it. Tropical storm Hermine has been downgraded to a tropical depression. The storm continues to drench central Texas with rain. It's moving north into Oklahoma, becoming more disorganized. Probably not going to be a threat tomorrow. Asian markets down. European indices mixed. Futures up. The Dow gets underway at 10,340. The S&P opens at 1,091. And the NASDAQ begins at 2208. Later on in the hour, how language changes your brain and how your brain needs language to even see the world.
Speaking of language, let's talk about labels. How would you label United States at this point? One from Connecticut, one listener says we should be a leader. But from Boston, one listener writes, the world looks at us as bullies. Let's let someone else be the leader, and the U.S. the helper, if asked. Give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE or at thetakeaway.org.